Attorney General John Ashcroft is warning the people responsible for the recent anthrax hoaxes they will be prosecuted under federal law. The number of bioterror scares continues to grow much faster than the actual cases of anthrax, and the nation's health laboratories are working overtime to test the hundreds of mysterious powders that are turning up across the country. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Another day in post-September 11th America. Workers from the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection were told to evacuate their Hartford office building last week after a strange powder was found on a desk.
The fire alarm went off and they said this is not a drill, and they sent us outside, and then they told us to walk around and come back at 10:30, and now they're telling us to come back at noon. We have no idea what's going on.
This woman, who asked not to be identified, was later allowed to return to work. But the job was just beginning for the laboratory technicians who have to figure out whether that substance was a biological agent or talcum powder. George DeFerdinando, chief of the New Jersey Department of Health, says that since anthrax turned up in Florida earlier this month, his lab has been busy.
We've gotten, at this point, over 100 samples from north-south in New Jersey to test for any particular biologic substance. Of course, anthrax is what's on everybody's mind.
Like other public health departments, New Jersey's is erring on the side of caution. A sample of nearly every mystery powder is sent to the state lab. Some testing can be done on the scene, but the results are not considered reliable until technicians have tried to make a culture of the substance grow so they can analyze it more precisely. DeFerdinando says he knows each sample is probably nothing to worry about, but he's pushing his workers to be absolutely certain.
I'm not pushing them to get their results out any faster than they feel they can get a quality result out.
The lab in here has been taking samples fire department.
At the Maryland State Lab in downtown Baltimore, the story's the same. Outside somewhere, investigators are evaluating a threat against a local business. And inside the lab, the unending stream of mystery powders is working its way through the testing process. And lab director Joe Joseph says the workload increases as local doctors decide they want to have skin tests done on patients who fear they've been exposed.
Sometimes the physicians, when families come in, there's a skin rash or something, you know, they'll want it cultured.
Like other facilities, the Maryland lab is not open to reporters. This is a level 3 facility, full of special air handling equipment to keep any dangerous substances inside the building. Workers are covered in protective clothing. They wear respirators if they have to. Joe Joseph says technicians here are tired. They're putting in lots of extra hours, but they aren't really afraid of what they're working with.
They work with more dangerous agents than anthrax. Encephalitis-type organisms, a lot of viruses that are mosquito-transmitted, like eastern equine encephalitis. So there are quite a few dangerous agents they work with.
Joe Joseph is a quiet man. He doesn't look like he usually gets upset easily, but he's not happy about all the time this crisis is taking from other health needs.
It really does irritate me that we're wasting so much resources on a lot of individuals who are trying to create excitement and concern. And now that all of this news is out, the copycats are really going to town with this thing. It's just excessive.
Joseph says he's glad about one thing. Like most labs, all his anthrax tests have turned out negative. He and other lab directors say they've been able to keep up by hiring extra workers and putting in some overtime themselves. What they don't know is what life will be like for them and for the rest of the country if these samples keep coming in. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Baltimore, Maryland.